This is Lawrence Tuning, and these are my 88 friends.
Me and my 88 friends. Me and my 88 friends. I will sing you a song that will help me along. They're my one man band. I'm the number one fan. Me and my 88. Me and my 88.
Welcome to episode 106 of our show, Me and My 88 Friends. I've got my friend, my bandmate, my cohort, my engineer, Brian Hoogenboom, right beside me. We're doing this in his home. So hello again, Brian.
Hello, Lawrence. Hello, everybody.
Don't you just love the name Hoogenboom? There was a boxer called Boom Boom Mancini. And I always want to call you Boom Boom, but, you know, anyway. Now, Brian, you play guitar. Mm-hmm. You sing.
Mm-hmm.
You write songs.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And you engineer.
Mm-hmm.
You wear a lot of hats. So which hat is your favorite hat? Do you enjoy engineering more than playing? Or what's your favorite activity?
I do think that engineering is my favorite out of all of them. Engineering and producing. Seems to be the ones that I really enjoy. It's the right combination of technical and artistic, and it just seems to fit me very well. I can get lost in it. You can ask my wife. I'll get in here engineering and especially in the editing phase of things, and I'll spend hours and hours.
Oh, engineers, they never. You almost have to say, okay, we got to stop.
That's right.
Because engineers always find more to do. But the guy who produces my records, the last three, he's a great guitar player and he's a engineer, and I think he's like you. I think he loves producing. I had a drummer one time, and he came to me, Carl Simstrott, and he said, I want to quit as a drummer. I'd like to be the sound man. And he moved over into that hat. So what would we do without engineers?
Hmm.
We'd be in bad, bad shape. So we're calling this episode The Early Songs Part 2. A few weeks ago, we did an episode called The Early Songs. And these are songs that I wrote between the years of 1970 and 1973. We did that episode, and I realized I had a boatload of other songs that were written during that time. I probably wrote more songs during the first years of the 70s than any other time. It was a time of great revival, and we were traveling with the fishermen all over the place. So we're going to pick this up again where we left off, and add a few more of the early songs. But first, I want to do something else. We have a wonderful band called Damascus Road, and my buddy Brian plays guitar and sings backup, and we just have a wonderful time together. I want to start off with a couple of songs that we just recorded at our drummer's house within the last couple of weeks. And Brian, I'm going to let you introduce the songs and tell them what these songs are. We're going from one extreme to the other. We're going from rock and roll to slow jazz.
So here we go. The first song that we're going to do is Turn Around, and then the second is I'll Get Through. I will say that all the really cool guitar is done by Jason Dowdy.
Not true. Not true. This band plays a main solo on I'll Get Through.
All right.
Sin can be deceiving. Pleasure can be fleeting. Temptation could be such fun, but you better listen well. You can fool around, let the clock wind down, and land yourself in where the bubble's gonna burst. Gonna move from bad to worse. Take some advice that's safe and sound. Turn around.
the road you're on, it's a danger zone, and you might not make it back. No, the bubble's gonna burst, gonna move from bad to worse. Already said it once, I think I'll say it twice. Turn around. I believe what he said is true, that the road to life is narrow and the travelers are few. The path to destruction ranks high in opinion polls, but the end of the highway will land you in a followers hole.
Thank you.
I have you, I'll get through. Precious Jesus, precious Jesus, I can't live without you. I can't last a single day without you. Just as long as I have you, I'll get through.
You've just heard a couple of songs by yours truly, Lawrence Tuning, and my current band, Damascus Road. I'm really thankful for these guys. They're wonderful musicians and wonderful friends. Damascus Road is composed of Brian Hoogenboom, my friend sitting beside me, Russell James, Keith Hamrick, and Jason Dowdy. And we have done a fair amount of songs together on this show. I want to just say one more thing about that song. I'll get through. I like blues music. Was it you that told me you thought the Psalms should all be blues?
It was. It was. I believe, I don't remember where I heard it. It was in a movie somewhere. Someone said, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad, trying to make himself feel better.
Okay.
Okay. And so I maintain that in how many of the Psalms begin as a lament?
They do, certainly.
And end in praise and in worship.
Yeah.
How many of them go from the lament to worship in their from beginning to end? And to me, that is the story of exactly what this fellow was talking about.
Yeah. And that's what the I'll Get Through really was. Take away everything, but I'll get through. But anyway, I remember telling my wife, I'm going to go down and worship a little bit before supper. Well, the keyboard was in the basement right underneath the kitchen. And I was playing the tune to I'll Get Through, just doodling around. Noodling around or doodling around?
Sure.
So I came back up and we were eating supper. And she says, you know, you say that you're worshiping, but it sure sounds like lounge music. So that's kind of the reason I got some words to it. I thought, we'll sanctify it and get some words. But it's gospel lounge. I think of David. David, the man who wrote Laments, he said, he makes me lounge around in green pastures. So anyway, let's move on to the subject at hand of this episode, the early songs, part two. I want to start off with a song I want to dedicate it to. Carl and Leslie Simstrop, because I sang this at their wedding. And it's a long song. It's called Sing a Song of Jesus. Sing a song of gladness. Sing a song of peace. Sing a song of goodness. Sing a song of grace. Sing a song of justice. Fighting for the right, reach out through the darkness, try to touch the light. Sing a song of laughter. sing a song of youth, sing a song of freedom, sing a song of truth, sing of understanding, sing of joy and love. Try to find the source of what we're singing of. And try to find within your mind a way to see these things. Feeble hand of mortal man keeps grasping for the key. So sing a song of Jesus, sing it all your days. Sing a song of Jesus, sing a song of praise. Praise to God the Father, praise to God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, united into one. Try to find within your mind the way to see these things. The feeble hand of mortal man keeps grasping for the key. Sing a song of Jesus, sing it all your days. Sing a song of Jesus, sing a song of praise. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. These things will be added as you follow in his steps. This next song is a parable that Jesus told about a man who was walking through a field and discovered a hidden treasure. And he was so excited about it, he went and sold everything he had to own the field. And I started thinking about what the people in that community must have thought of that man selling everything just to buy a field, but they hadn't seen what he had seen in that field. So this is the treasure in the field. Thank you.
There was a man who walking through, who walking through a field, found a great treasure buried beneath, buried beneath the ground. In his excitement, he went and sold, he went and sold all he had. Money he had obtained, he went and bought one lone field. I do suppose some people mocked, some people scoffed at that man. He was such a fool, I can hear them say. Just look at all the things he lost. But they had not seen what that man saw. He only thought of the great gain. So many times he had walked through that field before. One day he noticed a treasure. So goes the kingdom, kingdom of God. It is compared to a great treasure. Time will reveal what one has gained, what one has gained just by losing.
This next song was written in either 1971 or 1972, and it took 45 years for me to record it. But we used to sing it a lot, and when I did my last CD, Living in the Shadow, I finally recorded it, added an extra verse. This song is called All or Nothing.
All or nothing. I don't wanna middle of the journey. I don't want to run in the middle of the fight. I don't want to give just a part of my life. It's got to be all or nothing. Jesus never said it would be easy all the way. He never said there wouldn't be a price to pay. He said, count the cost before you start. With all your heart, I don't want to serve at my earliest convenience. I don't want to swerve to the left or the right. I don't want to give just a part of my life. It's got to be all or nothing.
I'm sharing the mic on this episode with my friend, bandmate, and engineer, Brian Hoogenboom. So, Brian, we're going to play a couple of songs again by our band, Damascus Road. Are you the one that came up with that name?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. We went for a year and a half, and we had no name. And I actually did an episode called Songs by the Band with No Name. And he came up with this name. Now, we all know Damascus Road, what it is, I guess, don't we?
Well, yeah.
I mean, explain it to any heathen pagan out there who might be
listening. It's a righteous intervention story in the Bible of when Saul, at the time, who was a persecutor of followers of Jesus, was
vicious.
Of what?
Vicious.
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 Vicious. Yes,
like
he was a murderer. He really, yeah. I mean, he was just a really bad to the Christian, and he was in cahoots with the Pharisees.
Yes.
In this, and he was on his way somewhere on the road to Damascus when God struck him out of his chariot.
Yep.
And said to him, why are you persecuting me so?
Yeah.
And that was the intervention that that set Saul to realize that he had been wrong about the persecution of believers in Jesus Christ. And there in that time, he made an about face and was renamed the Apostle Paul.
Yes.
For whom we can be thankful for his writings as he was being persecuted as a disciple.
And we can owe him also a debt of gratitude because he was the first person that took the gospel to Europe.
Oh.
So, anyway, so Damascus Road. We're going to do two songs, two of my early songs, but that Damascus Road recorded for this show. First one is called In the Beginning, and the second one is From Glory to Glory. And you and Russ sing background vocals on this, on the second song.
On Glory to Glory, yeah.
Yeah. So here we go.
Thank you. beginning. God said, let there be light. And there was light, and it was good. In the beginning, God chose to make a man from the dust of the earth in his own image. God made man's pride out of man's side. Then the two rebelled, sin cast its spell, then the darkness fell once more. Judgment that so slowly, but steadily I'm climbing each day. I found out that it's so much more. That opening just one single door, one door just leads to another, and the journey.
I want to play now a song that was taken off of my album called First Glimpse. The actual song is named First Glimpse. First Glimpse was the first song that I ever sent to the copyright office. My friends Tom and Candy Green, who were singers, heard that song and wanted to record it. And that's all. Yeah, that's the first song I think anybody recorded of mine. And this is kind of odd, Brian. After they recorded it, and they recorded it in the studio of, I'll just say the Oak Ridge Boys on the studio. And they called me, and whoever's in the studio flipped over this song. They came running in and says, "Who wrote the song? How can we get a hold of this song? We really might want to push this song." So they contacted me, and I wrote the contract, signed my name, and never heard of it again. It's sitting on a shelf somewhere. They never used it, never contacted me. And I heard that's a kind of a normal thing in Nashville. And so I recorded it many years later. And let's just play it. It's called First Glimpse.
So much more than I'd hoped for. It is so beautiful.
after those years waiting so long. But now I'm home, and it's so beautiful. And oh, oh, what joy when I first opened up my eyes, and I've only begun to see. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, hearts have not known all the great things God has prepared for those who love Him.
What I want to play now is a medley of two songs that talk about the story of the Transfiguration. If you don't know the story, Jesus took three of his disciples, James and John and Peter, up on the mountain to pray. And while Jesus was praying, they fell asleep. And they woke up, and Jesus' clothes were shining very brightly, extremely brightly. It was like lightning shining out from his robe. And of all things, Moses and Elijah were standing on the mountain with him. And they just were amazed. And Peter blurted out, "Let's just stay here. We'll build just some shelters." And, you know, he didn't know what to say. Then a huge cloud came over them, and they heard this voice. And the Father in heaven, God, said, "This is my own beloved Son. Listen to him." When he said that, the cloud lifted, and Jesus just looked like a regular person. The clothes weren't shining or anything anymore. And he told them not to tell that story till later on when he rose from the dead. When I read that years ago, I started thinking about those three guys coming down from the mountain. They had to keep the secret. But that didn't mean they could never talk about it among themselves. So I started thinking about the three of them getting in a little corner somewhere the next day. And James, who the Passion Bible calls Jacob, began to talk to those guys. What a night we had last night. Can you believe it? Neither can I. But for now he said to keep it quiet. What a night last night. say, you and I and my brother John, still it seems like a dream. He left the nine behind, but two was three, he said. Come up with me, yes. I can't believe it, but I know it's true. Oh, John, what about you? I've seen the lightning, I've seen the golden sunshine beating on the fields early in the morning, but I've never seen anything so bright as what we saw last night. I've heard the thunder, I've heard the raging waters beating on our ship in the middle of the night, but I never heard anything like that voice we heard last night. I've heard about Moses, I've heard about Elijah, how he stood on the mountain and he called down the fire, but I never dreamed we would see them alive in our lifetime. What a night we had last night. What a night last night. It was a strange and beautiful night. It was a strange and wonderful night. Last night. This is my own beloved son. Listen to him and do what he wants done. I've heard it said more times than one. This is my own beloved son. Up on the mountain we were late last night. We saw his clothes turn shining white. A cloud covered us and we were stunned. A voice said, this is my own beloved son. This is my own beloved son. Listen to him and do what he wants done. I've heard it said more times than one. This is my own beloved son. My friends were sitting on the bank when he came down to the Jordan River. When he came up, a noise was heard above. Some said it thundered, but some heard it say, this is my own beloved son. Listen to him and do what he wants done. I've heard it said more times than one. This is my own beloved This is my own, this is my own, this is my own beloved son. This is a song that I wrote, I believe, in the summer of 1970. It's one of the very earliest songs I wrote, and it's also a parable of Jesus. Let me just tell you the parable before I sing it. This was a famous story Jesus told. It was in three of the Gospels. He compared the gospel and preaching, telling the story, to a farmer who went out and sowed seeds in a field. Now, back in the old days, they didn't plant like we plant. They had a bag of seeds, and they threw it up in the air, and it's like wherever it landed. We used to have chickens growing up, and I used to feed the chickens that way. I'd get a bunch of kernels of corn and just fling them. You just fling them everywhere. And Jesus said some of the seeds fell on a very hard ground on the path. There's no way they could get into the ground, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on a narrow layer of rocks, and underneath, there was hard stone underneath. And so they weren't able to get any roots. Those seeds, he said, came up very fast. It looked like they were going to be great plants, but because they had no root, they quickly died. The third soil that the seeds fell on was thorns and weeds. And the weeds and thorns choked the plant, and it wasn't able to bear very much fruit. The last soil was the good soil, and it produced 100-fold. I used to get discouraged when we'd go out and sing or I'd preach, and not everybody would respond. But hey, even this story, only a 25% of the seeds, you know, bore fruit. But anyway, the disciples asked him, what does that mean? And he said, well, the seeds on the hard ground are those that just never have any interest in God, just never have any interest in the gospel. And the seed doesn't do anything. The birds eat it up. He said the bird is Satan. The second seed, it fell on the little narrow layer of gravel and rock. He said, are those who hear the word, and they don't think about the consequences of them, so they immediately accept it, immediately get excited about it. But just as quickly as they got excited about it, as soon as they have any rejection or persecution, they quickly die, just as quick as they came up. The third soil, the thorns, were people who let worries and riches, and Mark, Jesus said, just other things. Become a greater priority than the message and the kingdom. And they just don't bear fruit. And the fourth seed, which I hope I'm in that seed, I think we are, Brian, is those who hear the word and receive it and put it into practice. Those are the people that bear fruit. So I kind of put that parable to the song, and it's just called The Parable of the Sower. We're going to play that followed by one of the last song we're going to do, which is in the batch of early songs written between 1970 and 73, and it's just called Jesus, Why'd You Go and Die?
Son of God, Son of Man, sowing seeds throughout the land.
see him walk in Galilee, calling out, come follow me. Some seeds fall on rocks and stones. Some seeds die there all alone. Some are choked in thorns below. Still he walks those fields today, calling out, I am the way. And although many are the called, only a few remain at all. Some will follow for a while, others walk a few more miles. One by one they walk away, and only a few remain to stay. Only a few remain to stay. Just a few remain at all. And what about those who will not see? What about you? What about me? What about you? What about me? Deny you, oh Jesus. Why'd you leave your home up in the sky? Why'd you ever come when you knew before you came they would treat you like the scum of the earth? Oh, Jesus, why'd we disbelieve you? Why did we so grieve you?
That's our show for tonight, The Early Songs Part 2. These were songs written between 1970 and 1973. So thank you, Brian, for sharing the mic with me tonight.
It's my pleasure. Enjoy.
Always a pleasure. And I hope that these songs lead all of us just a little bit closer to the foot of the cross. That's the reason they're written. To get us to thinking about Jesus and to draw closer to Him. There's nothing like a relationship with the Son of God. So join us next week. God bless.
Sing you a song.